ちんたら相談してる暇なんざてめえらにねえんだよ。
All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grim's Hentai Corner. We're back with some Criminal Border, but before we get started, first I want to thank you guys. Like, I might make another video about this for you guys that don't see it, but this is Waifu Sexual Month, obviously, and you guys fucking answered the call when you donated to Deepal, that's D-I-P-A-L, on Kickstarter, and they were only asking for $10,000, but you said, no, Grim, I need my fucking waifu now. I'm tired of this shit. Whether you don't like the dating market, or you just never wanted to go into the dating market, or you're with your partner and you just don't get any affection. There's lots of reasons for guys turning to waifus, and, you know, there's husbandos as well. You know, we're not judging here. But what I'm saying is, you want a digital partner. You want, like, we can't get the robots yet. They're, like, many years away, but this is, like, what we're gonna have right now. And I think a lot of you guys are jumping for joy. Because I did not expect that shit to go from $10,000 to $209,000 with 53 days left. There is a really good video that shows what it can do, and it seems pretty promising. You can even put, like, these characters in one. Like, pretty much anything they have a model for. And I know the community will make a lot of models, and of course Japan will make a lot of different models. They want to work with global industries to have different models for the thing. So this thing is pretty cool. I want one. I don't have the money for it right now, but I definitely want one, and I'll be looking forward to it at some point. But yeah, it seems like it's pretty cool. It's a costly little device, between $400 and $600. But guys are like, you know what? That's the price of one date. One date these days. And yeah, she doesn't do the banging and all that, but you know what she does? She fucking listens. And a lot of guys want that. So the little waifu or whatever, you can literally put anything in that. It will basically do what you want it to do. So yeah, definitely going to be a big thing. A lot of people enjoy it. And I'm glad to see that people are embracing the digisexual route. I was going to call this Digisexual Pride Month, but I didn't want to start a big fight. Because the Pride people, the LGBT, they do not like the idea of digisexuals. I have gotten into fights with them. Because they're like, well, we represent human and human relations, and you guys are on, like, some whole different shit. But I like to say, okay, if they're the sandwich, you know, the LGBT, you know, sandwich, we're the soup. Sometimes you can put your sandwich in your soup, but for the most part, they're two different kind of things. But they kind of go together, because some people, you know, they might be LGBT, but they might want a little digital partner, too. So it's gonna intersect at some point. And then you're gonna have straight, you know, folks that also wanna have a digital partner. And that's gonna cause maybe some issues. I don't know. It might be like pets. I have no idea how this shit's gonna work, okay? All I know is that we definitely have people that are wanting to spend money on this thing. And it's gonna be a thing. You know, they've made their voice heard. They wanted $10,000, you gave them $209,000. It's an insane amount of money. And there's 53 days left. This shit could go to $1 million by the end of it. There might even be more. I guess the last time I looked was 2009. It's probably, excuse me, 209, not 2009. 2009,000 would be 2 million. I don't know if it'll hit that fucking much. But anyway, what I'm saying, guys, is there's a lot of money getting put into this thing. And they've got a working model, prototype. They showed it. It looks like it's cool. I want one. A lot of other people want one. And that's all there is. You know, it's a Chinese company, so just keep that in mind. It is a Chinese company. But I think a lot of you guys that love your Genshin and Zenless Zone Zero and all that other stuff, you're just going to be riding home with one of these. So go for it. All right, and let's go ahead and get through Criminal Border. Like it's a bad thing, right? You don't have the time to mess around talking about it. Lady K says okay. What? Is that a pun? Quit messing with me. Yorizoya pays no attention to Tatsuya's anger, instead reaching inside her bag and taking out her phone. I'll ask, Iki, can you wait there a minute? Sure. Is this room open? Oh, it's open. Yorizoya goes into the room next door. It looks like a stock room or something. I'm on my own. What do I do? He's looking right at me. He's really glaring. He's testing you.
What?
Yes. Are you dating Hina? What's it to ya? Stop panicking at every little thing. I mean, he's giving him good advice. Honestly. If you're not gonna be a man, you know. Sorry, and don't apologize. So, are you dating? I'm not exactly sure. I don't know. How can you not know? You did it, right? With Hina? That's true. Fuck buddies, then? Maybe? Huh? Is that it? I was half expecting to take a beating for giving such a flippant answer. Was he just trying to make conversation? No, as her brother, he notices that she is very much in love with, Itsuki. So, he's trying to see what's really going on here. Because he doesn't want his sister's heart broken. Maybe he's actually pretty nice. He's a decent dude when it comes to his sister. They fight, but he cares about her. Perhaps we could even get along. Could we? The silence is scary. I can't help but get flustered. Yorizoya is still not back. I try to lose myself in thought to cover up the awkward atmosphere. The conversation before me got me thinking. We're trying to do business with school kids. I think even 5,000 yen is a little too steep. A 10,000 yen? 40,000 if you want a girl? Who can pay 10,000 yen to masturbate? I have to agree with Koji's opinion on that. But apparently 40,000 yen isn't out of the question for sex. I'd get it if Koji was a virgin. If someone told me I could lose my virginity for 40,000 yen, I'd probably try to scrape it together somehow. But that's not the impression I get. He said he didn't have a girl right now. Can he really pay all that to have sex just once? I'd have to save like crazy just to get that much money together. Those guys were counting bundles of notes yesterday. Dread must be in some kind of business too. With the Yakuza involved at that, some kind of racket. They seem to be making a good chunk of change. All of them have plenty of money, maybe even more than some adults. This must be why Rin and Yorizoya decided to do business at the school. But that's what I don't get. If someone like Koji, the lowest of the low, can spend 40,000 yen that easily, just how much money does Yorizoya's brother have? A lot. He must be rolling in it. In that case, why is his family so poor that working at a store or something isn't enough for Yorizoya? Isn't her brother contributing anything to the family budget? Or does her mom's treatment cost that much? What are you looking at? Sorry. I hurriedly look away. I have a bad habit of sticking my nose where it isn't wanted. I better not push it too far. No one likes to be the subject of groundless suspicion after all. Sorry to keep you waiting. Yorizoya is back. She's wearing a solemn expression. She says you can call our girls if you need to. Rin must have given the all clear. It doesn't look like Yorizoya agrees though. But not all of them. Just three. Some of the girls haven't replied yet, but for now, it's just those three.
30人入れるんだろう。少ねえな。
There'll be 30 people in here, right? That's not enough.
仕方ないじゃん。エッチが好きで複数でも OK だよって子そんなにいないよ。
What do you want me to do? Not many girls like sex so much, they'll do it with multiple guys.
え、複数っていいんすか?
Whoa, multiple guys are allowed?
相手した人数分きっちりもらうけどね。その代わり、2万でいいって。
Sure, we'll collect payment from every single person they sleep with, though. In return, we can do it for 20,000 yen, apparently.
上映料は1万円。うちの子とエッチしたら追加で2万円。
The entry fee will be 10,000 yen. Sleeping with one of our girls is an extra 20,000.
月会3万すか。それなら全然いけるっすね。
30,000 yen a time? I'd pay that. No problem.
彼女さんとか連れてくれば上映料だけで OK です。
If you bring a girlfriend or someone with you, we'll only charge the entry fee.
まあ、そこそこマシよ。
Well...You're getting closer, but... What?
客が集まりゃいいかな?
Better hope you can get enough customers.
なんでそういう意地悪
なわけ? Why are you being mean?
意地悪じゃねえよ。考えてみろ。電子ドラッグの上映会だの言われて信じるやついると思うが。
I'm not being mean. Think about it. A screening party for a digital drug? Who's gonna believe that?
しかも1回1万だぞ。誰が来んだよ?
And for 10,000 a time? No one will come!
1万って言ったのお兄ちゃん。
You're the one who said 10,000!
5,000 でも同じだ。怪しいんだよ。てめえらの商売は。
Wouldn't make a difference if it was 5,000. Your business is too shady.
じゃあどうすればいいの?
Then what do you think we should do?
知るか。てめえで考えろ。
Like I know. Think about it yourself.Yorozoya's brother does have a point. If someone told me they had a digital drug and I could have a good time with it, I wouldn't believe them. No one's gonna pay for that. We need to prove its effects first. In order to do that... What? Tatsuya's tone is menacing as usual, but I'm starting to get used to it. I continue undaunted. Would a trial screening be out of the question?Trial screening?
無料で上映するってこと?
You mean show it for free? Yes, just once. There's no need to fill the classroom. If we get 10 people, maybe even 4 or 5, if we can get them to realize that it really does turn you on, word of mouth should do the rest. Put another way, if we don't go all out on this, I don't think we can get enough customers. We don't have any other way to get publicity.Hmm, I see. Publicity, huh? Good point. We need to advertise. How the hell did you think you were gonna get customers to come? Huh? I thought I'd ask you to help. You gotta be kidding me. Yorozoya shrugs off her brother's threatening tone with a laugh, but then her face turns suddenly serious.I see. I guess you would say that. Hey, Koji.
Hey.
Yes, miss? If I told you I want to get some people together, excuse me, guys. If I told you I want you to get some people together, how many do you think you could bring?
4-5人ならすぐ集められるんじゃないですかね。無料ならすけど。
I should be able to get 4 or 5 together right away. Only if it's free, though.
うちのやつ使うんじゃねえ。
Who said you could use my med?
いいじゃん、それくらい。4割も払うんだから。
Don't be stingy. We're paying you 40% after all.
じゃあじゃあ、声かけてもらっていい?こっちも女の子呼ぶから。
So, will you call them for me? I'll call some girls, too.
いいっすけど、言いますか?
I don't mind, but right now?
さすがに今日は無理だな。
Right now would be too much to ask. How about tomorrow?
明日っすね。わかりました。
Tomorrow? Got it.
ありがとう。いいよね、お兄ちゃん。
Thanks, you don't mind, right? お兄ちゃん。達也。
勝手にしろ。
Do what you want.Okay, we'll see you tomorrow then. Iki, let's go. Okay. We better take the projector with us or someone will steal it for sure. I'll take it. Thanks. She's clearly gonna be the woman that said, hey, he said he didn't want any ketchup.While he's sitting there. Like, she's gonna be that kind of wife. I put the projector back in its box and cradle it carefully. Looks like it's not just a video I'll have to bring with me from now on.
Bye-bye.
Okay then, bye-bye. Goodbye. Your Zoe's brother and Koji incline their heads as we leave the AV room.Looks like it's gonna get dark out soon. We better hurry home. Yeah. Phew. A little while after we leave the school, Yurizoya lets out a rare sigh. Tired?Maybe. I guess so. The actual conversation with her brother was probably less intense than yesterday. More than likely the reason she's tired is... Are you okay with this? Bringing the girls into it? Your cast, was it?
Hinamo ano ko mo, dochi ka toi eba shitaku nakatta
nda kedo. Yeah, me and the other girl didn't really want to agree to it, but why then?To get Lady K's okay. A pun? Yes, a pun. The other girl said they're putting us in a difficult spot. The whole thing could disappear in the blink of an eye. If Kotoko says no. Not just the screenings, the escorts too.We can't say no, not if she says to do it. I see. It's basically an order from the boss. That's right. As long as we're a bad man, no one, especially no one from our school, should see us, but...It's going to end up less like a screening and more like a mass orgy. Yeah, that's what's implied here, folks. Well, yeah. I don't really mind people bringing their girlfriends along, but...If our girls take part, it feels like we'd be, I don't know, taking a bit of a risk. Me and the other girl know about the risk, so we don't mind, but I feel like we'd be causing problems for you. Me?You'd be the host of a sex party, you know. On the off chance we got caught, you could be suspended or even expelled or arrested or executed or anything. Oh, I see. All I was thinking about was whether it was legal or not. I forgot about the possibility of getting suspended or expelled. Does the fact that I don't feel especially worried even now that I've realized that fact point to a lack of imagination on my part? Don't worry about it. I've already decided to help. Really? Can I leave the projector with you? Sure. Thanks. Okay, see you tomorrow. See ya. I part ways with Yorizoya at the station. No dinner together today. I feel a pang of disappointment. I watch her go until she disappears out of sight, then set out to head home myself. Actually, I guess I'll get something to eat from around here since I'm out already. I wander aimlessly, trying to decide what to buy. Suspended or expelled, huh? For some reason, the thought doesn't really scare me. I have an inkling as to why. School doesn't really hold any special meaning to me. I have no fond feelings about it. Honestly, if I didn't have to go, I wouldn't. So while the idea of getting mixed up in a crime scares me, the prospect of getting suspended or expelled doesn't really bother me. That, and I've been walking on air lately. I have a cute girl relying on me. In addition, I feel like a whole new world has opened up to me, one I'd never had to do with before. One I never had anything to do with before. I'm curious. I'm kind of looking forward to tomorrow's trial screening. To think that I was jumping at every little thing at first. I'm a little shocked to find myself getting excited about it. Oh, I stop walking. There's a familiar face in front of me. She notices too and heads toward me. Mr. Ninome, what a coincidence. Good evening? Good evening. Kotoko nods and I follow suit. Who would have thought that I'd bump into her in a place like this? Now that I know she's the daughter of a mobster, I find my eyes flicking left and right despite the fact that I haven't done anything untoward. It looks like she's alone today. I can't see Meryl anywhere. About your business. Kotoko begins to speak, then suddenly stops, tilting her head to one side. Never mind. This is no place to talk of such matters. Are you here to shop? Yes. I was just looking for something for dinner. Oh, really? I'm shopping too. Not for dinner, though. I'm looking for a novel. You're going to a bookstore? Indeed, it's in the building over there. They have the best stock in this area. I see, that's true. It's the biggest store after all. Indeed. No doubt my rigid demeanor is amusing to her because Kotoko smiles. Sorry I interrupted you. I'd better get going. Oh, okay. See you. I incline my head slightly and watch Kotoko leave. At least that's what I intended to do. In actuality, I reflexively call her back. Yes? You're going to the bookstore, right? Yes. You're going the wrong way. It's over there. Kotoko tilts her head in puzzlement. What if bookstore has a totally different meaning in the Yakuza? Have I misread her intentions? Could I have exposed my lack of knowledge and been rude? I panic for a moment, but fortunately that appears not to be the case. Kotoko looks at her surroundings with a bemused look for a moment. She exclaims as though she's realized something. I must have lost my bearings while I was talking with you. I see. Thank you very much. I almost went to the wrong place altogether. That's right. The bookstore is over there. I shall be going now. Oh, okay. This time, Kotoko heads towards the bookstore. I get the feeling I just saw an unusual side of the mobster's daughter. Does she have no sense of direction? Not to mention those clothes. What was that t-shirt all about? Triads, perhaps? I'll pretend I didn't see it. say the wrong thing to the wrong person, I could end up sleeping with the fishes. That's right. I'll just go buy some dinner. I said it myself. Keeping out of other people's business is a good way to stay alive. And the reason I've been alive so long is because I don't prop my head in other people's affairs. Any kind of affairs that people are going through, just kind of try to stay out of them. For the most part. Sometimes you got people that are close to you, you know. But even then, I've learned that it's just recently that even then it's not good to get involved. Because it just makes things worse for everybody. That's right, I'll just go buy some dinner. Lesson's over, I return home. I open the closet and think for a while. It's not so much that I'm worried about how I'll look. Yorozoya gave me some rules to follow. Apparently I've got to hide my face with a hood or cap. I don't know the exact reason, but I decide to go along with it. I pull out a hoodie I bought about 6 months ago. I ordered it on an impulse, thinking it would make me look cool like an assassin. In reality, it didn't suit me at all, and it's been in this closet ever since. This should cover my face. It's kind of embarrassing, but I work up my courage and put it on. I avoid looking in the mirror. I'd probably die of shame at the sheer childishness. I take out a largest bag, put the USB drive and the projector inside, and step out of the apartment. I bypass the station, instead heading directly for Batman. Yorozoya said she'd head there after meeting the girls. And so today I have to go and prepare for the trial screening on my own. I'm feeling pretty lonely. Nervous, too. What if they make fun of me for these clothes? I could end up crying. I arrive. I put up my hood and slip through the gate. I walk quickly down the hall. I can feel people staring at my odd choice of clothing, but fortunately no one takes it any further than that. As usual, not one of the teachers admonishes me, despite the fact that I'm a student from another school, wandering about in casual clothes. Plenty of the students might as well be in casual clothes, too, so I guess this is normal here. Whether they've even realized I'm not from another school is up for debate, too. Whoops. Yorozoya mentioned something about diplomatic immunity. I do get that kind of impression. It might be more accurate to call this a lawless zone, though. There are students making huge amounts of money for some shady business, and teachers who use girls from other schools as escorts. I almost feel as though I've left Japan entirely. Excuse me, there's no one in the AV room yet. I feel slightly relieved and start unloading my gear. I'll get everything set up before they come. Whoops. Excuse me, guys, let me fix this docky a bit. There we go. I actually use it as a pillow. You know, what they're supposed to be used for. I mean, no judgment. I'll get everything set up before they come. I set the projector in position and plug it in. I close the curtains, turn off the lights, ready to go. I take one of the chairs into the corner of the room and sit down. No one's coming. I play with my smartphone to pass the time. After about 10 minutes, the door opens. It's Koji, along with two other male students I haven't met before. Doesn't look like Tatsuya is with him. Whoa, you scared me. I didn't see you. Koji jumps slightly upon seeing me. A hooded man in a darkened room. I guess I'd give anyone a fright. Isn't Hina here yet? Not yet. Well, she should be here soon, though. Oh, right. Koji gives a blunt reply, then sits at a desk and begins chatting with other two boys. I go back to playing with my phone. I manage to answer without stammering just now. Having my face hidden is weirdly calming. I might stick to wearing this hoodie whenever I come here. Nah, too embarrassing. I look like a little kid. The door opens again. Koji and the other faces stiffen. I guess it isn't Yorozoya, maybe your brother. Good day. Nope, it's the monster's daughter and her bodyguard. Kotoko notices me and puts on a soft smile rather as she heads over. Mr. Ninome, is that you? Yes. I pull my hood back a little and incline my head. Is it rude if I stay sitting down? I hurriedly stand up and bow once more. Just to confirm, this is the venue for the trial screening, correct? Yes. Oh, that's a relief. Finally. In contrast to Kotoko's relieved expression, Mira lets out an exasperated sigh. I get the picture. They probably got lost in the school building. Miss Hina hasn't arrived yet, I see. not yet. She should be here soon. Did Yorozoya contact you? Yes. About the trial screening, I just came to observe. I see. I was wondering why she was here, but I guess it makes sense. Obviously, she would have been notified. Oh, please take a seat. Oh no. I offer my seat, but Kotoko declines softly. It seems my presence is making it difficult to relax. She glances in Koji's direction. The three boys are standing rod straight, their expressions rigid. It seems that Kotoko Tishigara is a godlike existence to the students of Badman Academy. I should mind my manners, too. I shall watch from the room next door. Oh, okay. I open the door to the stockroom, which is right beside me. Please. Thank you very much. Kotoko nods in my direction and heads into the stockroom. Meryl follows closely behind her. I close the door and sit back down. The three boys go back to chatting, too, but their expressions haven't entirely softened yet. Kotoko seems like a nice person, but I wonder if she has a scary side that I haven't seen yet. Of course, just the fact that she's a mobster's daughter is enough reason for people to keep their guard up. I feel someone's eyes on me and look towards the stockroom. Kotoko is peering my way through the small window. Our gazes meet and she flashes me a grin. I bashfully nod back and bury my head in my smartphone. I can't relax here. I hear the door open again. Koji and the others' expressions soften. It looks like Yorozoya is here at last. Sorry if I kept you waiting. There are three girls with Yorozoya. I've never seen any of them before. Wait, that black-haired girl. I didn't recognize her out of her uniform for a moment, but... Have a seat over here.
Hi.
Okay. I know that girl. Is it Ida? It's Ida, Rin's friend, Shiori Iida. Wait, is she one of the girls? Not only that, but the fact that she's here means she likes sex so much she'll do it to several people at once? Seriously, that Iida? The proper neat girl from school doesn't show even the slightest interest in sex? Her face goes bright red whenever one of the bolder boys makes a smutty joke. In reality, she's been going at it like a rabbit with old dudes?
But now you know, and knowing is half the battle. G.I. Joe!
You gotta be kidding me. How many boys would end it all if this were to get out? Oh, now I get it. This is why Yorozoya told me to hide my face. She probably wouldn't have come if she knew there was a boy from our school here. I doubt Iida even knows who I am, but I pull my hood down and lower my head for safety's sake. Don't worry, Iida. I won't tell anyone. In fact, I don't even have any friends to tell. Yorozoya almost says my name, but quickly stops herself. She can't say it in front of Iida. I seriously doubt she knows who I am, though. Is Kotoko here yet? Yes, she's next door. Next door? Oh! Yorozoya appears to notice Kotoko, who is still looking this way. She smiles and waves. Shall we get ready then? We're pretty much good to go. We can start at any time. Wow, thanks. I guess I'll get everyone sat down. Could you get three of them to sit right at the back, preferably with some space between them?
Hi, hi.
Got it. I get the video ready while Yura Zoya explains to Koji and the others. I insert the USB drive into the projector and pick up the remote. By now, everyone is in their place. To the left in the middle and to the right, they sit patiently in male-female pairs in each part of the room. It looks like the delinquents are on their best behavior with sex on the menu. I can almost laugh. Ready? Ready.
それじゃあ始めます。30秒ほどで効果が出るので、画面から目をそらさないようにしてください。
Okay, let's start. The effect should start in about 30 seconds, so don't look away from the screen. I press play the moment Yura Zoya stops talking. I start my smartphone stopwatch at the same time. I avoid looking at the screen and head back to the corner of the room. Yura Zoya brings a chair over and sits beside me. 10 seconds down. Koji is grinning widely. The others don't look convinced. That's no surprise, but it's a complicated feeling knowing that the reason behind those two expressions is that my video sucks. Not that it matters. 20 seconds down. A few of their expressions have changed. 30 seconds down. The effect starts kicking in, one person at a time. There are three things I want to check. First, distance from the screen. Does it still work for people sitting in the back row? Next, do people develop a tolerance to it? I haven't shown it to the same person more than once yet. I thought about testing it on myself, but I didn't in the end. There are no problems on either count. Everyone has started getting horny, including Koji. Last, I want to test what happens if I keep playing the video. This time I'll play it twice in a row for a full 10 minutes. Will the effects continue or cut out partway through? Remembering back to that time with Yura Zoya, it seems that once the effects kick in, the sexual excitement continues for some time even if you aren't watching. I want to know whether or not the effects can be stretched over a longer period of time by playing the video for longer. I observe everyone fixedly. They've all started breathing heavily. Soon enough, they won't be able to think about anything except for how to release the excitement building up inside them. Koji stands up and lowers his pants. As if by a chain reaction, everyone else starts moving too. Ida, who is sitting next to Koji, also stands up and drops her panties. She sits on the table and spreads her legs wide. Koji is on her in an instant. The others have started too. One girl's on top of her partner as he still sits in his seat. Another of the boys pushes his partner down onto the floor. The way it starts almost makes it look like rape. There's no foreplay. Good gravy. I've never seen... That's a very interesting way to show the scene. Does that make this not safe for work? I'm really not sure. Loud moans reverberate around the classroom. I thought I'd end up getting turned on and fidgety watching other people have sex. They're at the mercy of their instincts, almost as if they're animals. Mating would be a better word than sex to describe what they're doing. This is the reason I didn't test it on myself. Using the video feels amazing, but it scared me. The feeling of losing control, becoming like an animal. The thought of getting carried away and being unable to return to being a human is terrifying. However, I guess I must be cold-hearted. As long as it isn't me, as long as it's anyone close to me, I have no qualms at all about testing it. The moment any fears I might be committing a crime were gone, all that was left was my curiosity. I want to know the limits of this video I created by chance. 5 minutes pass. The video starts over. No one is looking at the screen anymore. They're completely consumed by sex. The effects should start wearing off before long. 6 minutes. Everyone is still fully absorbed in sex. Almost 7 minutes. Oh! One pair finishes, they simply stop moving as though their batteries died. A few moments later, Koji's pair stops too. As for the last pair, the girl doesn't seem to be moaning. It looks like only the guy is moaning. That doesn't look good. Aw, they're done. 8 minutes, 43 seconds. Everyone is finished having sex. It looks like anything from around 7 to 9 minutes is possible. The video's effects don't last as long as 10 minutes. It doesn't look like I'll be able to make the effects last longer. The video is still playing, but no one is looking at the screen at all. They're all still in the same position as when they finished having sex or slumped over. None of them are moving. Something doesn't feel right after all. Are they unconscious? 10 minutes pass and the video loops for a second time. What would happen if they watched the video in this state? My interest is piqued, but I don't have the cojones to try it. I stop the video and return to the main menu. Yorozoya stands up, opens the curtains, and turns on the lights. Good work, everyone. Even Yorozoya probably wasn't expecting them to go at it so enthusiastically. She looks somewhat confused, or rather put off, as she checks on everyone. They don't react, even when spoken to. I guess they won't be able to move for a while. For a few minutes, maybe. That was quite the surprise. The two girls come out of the stockroom. Meryl's face is impassive as always, but Kotoko's face is slightly red. She keeps glancing over at the six participants with their exposed lower bodies, seemingly intrigued but unable to look directly. I must admit, I wasn't fully convinced. I couldn't quite believe in the existence of a digital drug. She takes another glance, looking away immediately. I am rather shocked. Would you like to try it too, Kotoko? No, I... Kotoko's face reddens further and she looks down. It seems that she isn't good with this kind of thing. Meryl, are digital drugs like this a big thing? I don't think so. I've never heard of them. Is that so? In that case, Mr. Ninome has made quite an exceptional discovery. Huh? No, it was just a coincidence. Coincidence or not, you created something totally unique. You should be proud. However, a video that makes people so excited they lose their minds just by looking at it. There must be other uses for it besides screenings. Kotoko's expression switches from embarrassed to serious. Besides the screenings, like what? Is she thinking something scary? We won't do anything that'll get us in trouble with the police, you know. Of course not. Legality. That's the biggest strength of this digital drug. Having said that, in the case it has any harmful effects on people's health, we may have a problem. This time she peeks at everyone with a worried look. Meryl, who looked disinterested up until now, moves. She approaches the closest pair, squats beside them, and stands straight back up. Nothing to worry about. They're just too tired to move. Is that so? I'm glad. Who wouldn't be tired after going at it like that? I couldn't see all that well. Was it really that rowdy? It was real crazy. Iki, is that what I was like? What? No. Yorozoya, don't you think that's a bit of a difficult question to answer in a place like this? I was out for about an hour, wasn't I? I think it was about 30 minutes. As long as that, I just can't bear to leave them that way. Sorry. Koji stands up groggily. Hey, you guys, get up! He puts his cock away and pokes the boy lying on the floor with the top of his with the tip of his finger. Next, he goes in the opposite direction and jabs the boy passed out in the chair with his knee. It looks like the girls are able to move too as they sit up and untangle themselves from the boys. Even so, they sit right back down where they are, staring into the distance. I guess this is a side effect of the video? The extreme excitement caused by the video has left them exhausted. Looks like some people might feel unwell after the screening. In the case of sex, everyone stopped watching the video right away. But if they were masturbating, they might keep watching the whole time. I should keep the playback to just the one time. It wouldn't be good if someone kept jerking for the entire 10 minutes and injured themselves or something like that. God forbid someone dies. Dude, that was seriously good. I was so high. Koji approaches us, a grin on his face. He looks tired, but not unwell in any way. In fact, he looks positively chipper. I guess there's no need to worry about people dying. Either way, the ball's already rolling. I can't stop it now. Yeah, we didn't use any protection. But is that okay? I'll let her know to take the pill. By the way, it's free, right? This time, entry's 10,000 yen and girls are 20,000 yen from next time. Oh yeah, that's right. Koji moves away from us and talks to the other two boys about something under his breath. They keep glancing this way and grinning. At me? What?
Ikki,
was it? Yeah. Are you in charge of this? No, it's me and Yorozoya. Yeah, we're doing it as a pair. That's so. He looks at me again, still grinning. It's kind of creepy. Then again, I probably only think that because I'm overly shy. This might just be how extroverts communicate. Yeah, I'll put it down to that. It was seriously good. I want to do it again. This is definitely going to be a success. Really? Thanks. Alright, we're going to get going. Excuse us, ma'am. Goodbye. The three boys bow to Kotoko, then leave the room. As they head out, I catch them grinning in my direction again. I don't like it at all. They're taking me for a fool. Not that I'm surprised, I'm a nerd and these childish clothes aren't helping. Meryl, shall we depart also? Understood. Miss Hina, Mr. Niname, thank you very much for your time today. See ya! Yes, until next time. Let us go, Meryl. That was quite the experience for me. Meryl, I'm impressed. You didn't flinch even once. Something's bothering me. Left in the classroom are myself and Yorozoya. Also the three half-naked girls still slumped in a stupor. What an awkward atmosphere. Is everyone okay? While Yorozoya checks up on the girls, I put away the projector. The distance is no problem, and it still works after the first time. The effects last for about 7 or 8 minutes. Any longer than that might not be good for people's health. I checked everything that was bothering me. The screening should go off without a hitch, but... Hey, Ikki. Yeah? I'm gonna take the girls outside. Can you wait a minute? Okay.
みんな歩ける？行くよ。
Can everyone walk? Let's go.
もう本当すごかった。何あれ、信じらんない。
Wow, that was amazing. What even was that? Unbelievable.
気に入った
? Did you like it?Yeah, call me again. I can see myself getting hooked. Hirozoya leaves the classroom with the girls in tow. Ida, turns out she's a total slut. I guess she isn't as proper as she lets on. It's always the most proper ones you gotta watch out for. I wonder why I'm shocked. She's so quiet at school. Girls are scary. Lost in such thoughts, I finish cleaning up and then sit down and wait for Hirozoya to return. Something feels...off. Watching complete strangers having sex right before my eyes, maybe the fact that I stepped into a totally foreign world is finally at home. The video itself isn't a crime or anything. The girls came here of their own will. All that happened is that some boys and girls of about the same age had a good time together in this room. There shouldn't be any problem with regard to the law. However, I can't wipe away the feeling that we're doing something bad. In the end, I'll always be a coward.I'm back! Hirozoya returns. I stand up and return the chair I was using to its original position. Everything's cleared away.
Arigato! Mo chotto matete ne.
Thanks. Hang on just a little longer. She heads to the back of the room and opens a locker full of cleaning equipment.
これでいいか?
This should do it. She's holding a mop. Cleaning?Yeah, I mean, look. I head to the back of the room. I look at the chair that Hirozoya is pointing at. Ah! It's already started drying, but I thought we should probably wipe it to be safe. The chair bears testament to the strenuous activity that took place there. Of course, cleaning up this kind of thing comes with the job. Let me help.No, it's okay. I won't be long. Sit down and wait. Okay, got it. I take a step back and sit down. Hirozoya wipes the chair down, struggling a little with the mop's long handle.
なんかね、三人ともまた呼んで。いっそただでもいい。
So, all three of them said they wanted to come back.
って言われちゃった。
Even said they'd do it for free. They said they wanted the video. That's...I know. I said no, of course. They looked really disappointed.
すごかったよね、みんな。あんな声出るんだ。ヒナってどうだった?
Those guys were quite something, huh? They were so loud. What was I like? Ah, I wonder. You were pretty.
出てた?恥ずかしい。でも、イッキ君にしか聞かせないし、いっか。
Was I loud? So embarrassing. Oh well, you're the only one who gets to hear it. I guess I don't mind. Haha. I'm not sure how to respond. Hirozoya's a nice girl, of that there's no doubt. Still, she's a little strange. She's got a fine business acumen. I say that you stay with her. If y'all don't go to jail, things will be quite lucrative in the future.Same goes for her brother, Koji, too. Ida and the other girls are no exception. They're different to me at some fundamental level. I don't understand how they can treat sex almost as though it's a game. Because you're taking way too high of a value and placing it on sex, man. Will I stop feeling like this eventually? Yeah, when you grow up.I'm not sure whether or not that would be a good thing.
Yes!
Okay, all done. Clean up over, Hirozoya puts the mop away. Hey, Iki. Yeah? Do you still have time? Yeah, sure. Can I come over to my place? Uh-huh, your place. I don't mind.Yeah?
Stuck.
I want to do it. takes is those words. I was wondering when they were going to have sex again. Not that they need to just continue to bang like rabbits, you know, when they first... I mean, that's usually how people start out. They start having a lot of sex, and then the sex kind of declines a little bit. You know, I mean, that's kind of normal. Just those few words from Yora Zoya. My worries blew away in an instant. Your mama and papa get home late, right? Yeah, they do. Even on early days, they're out until 10 or 11. Can we do it lots and lots? Sure. Yora Zoya laughs and comes close to me. She gives my hand a tight squeeze. Let's go. Okay. I'm about to have sex with Yora Zoya again. I don't care about anything else anymore. I can't even remember what I was worrying about. My worries just... I throw them in the trash can! I'm a simple man. I see titty. My pace is quicker than usual. Neither of us says a word. Yora Zoya is restless, too. Even though she has no problem talking about naughty things most of the time, the way she comes over all shy at times like these is cute. I wonder how she sees me. I can't contain my excitement. In fact, I'm hard already. My groin is hidden, though. I'm thankful for my hoodie with its low hem. I'm at the mercy of my own sexual desire. I rationalize the fact as an inescapable part of being slap bang in the middle of my adolescence. I wonder if we'll do it with the video. Maybe we'll do it without. When we go bareback again today, we should probably use a condom this time. My mind is brimming with questions. All I want is to get home as fast as possible. My apartment block comes into view at long last. I feel myself getting impatient, my stride lengthens even further. It seems as though Yora Zoya is even more eager than I am, and she's one step ahead of me, pulling me along. The apartment is right ahead of us. We head towards the entrance, almost running at this point.
Come on.
Evening. Whoa. Huh? Hand grasps my shoulder firmly, and I stumble in surprise. I stop walking and turn around. It's Koji. Two boys who were at the trial screening are with him. Why are they here? This is your apartment, right, Iki? Real nice place you got here. Did you follow us? You see, there's something we want to talk to you about. He wraps his arm over my shoulder just roughly enough to hurt a little. I inadvertently screw up my face. Something about Koji's overly friendly attitude and grinning face bothers me. Yora Zoya is wearing a grim expression, too. You don't mind if I come in, right? If you've got something to say, you can say it here. Oh, really? What is it you want to talk about? Well, it's a video, you see. Right? Give it to us. Huh? Yora Zoya reacts faster than I do. Her expression darkens further still. Did my brother put you up to this? This has nothing to do with Tatsuya, and I believe that. Then why? 30,000's too much after all. My brother decided the price. You were there, weren't you, yesterday? I was there. If you want to complain, tell it to my brother. Not complaining, it's just that we don't want to pay, that's all. Won't you give us the video? No, I can't copy it or anything like that. No, I'm not asking you to copy it. I want you to give it to us. You what? Come on, please? A dull pain shoots through my belly. Takes me a moment to figure out what happened. Did he punch me, Koji? Hey! This should suit you too, Hina. Koji's two followers approach Yorozoya. Alright, last. Finally, I see what's going on here. They're after the video and Yorozoya. What? We're taking over. Let's work together. The two goons laugh, thrusting their hips sordidly. These bastards. Do you even know what you're saying? I'm your leader's sister. It's not like we'd be raping you. We can do a better job than a loser like that. Try it once and you'll know. We'll give you a real good time. That answer tells me everything. I finally understand the meaning behind their constant grin. It's no good. No amount of talking will fix this. They've already made their minds up. Decided that they'll steal the video and take over the business. That Yorozoya will give them the carnal desire and become theirs. That her brother won't stop them. They can't see anything beyond that picture-perfect future. They're clearly lacking in imagination. So will you give it to us? Ugh! I feel a second impact. He leaves his fist in, twisting it into my stomach. It hurts. It feels like it's crushing my organs. This is pathetic. My legs are shaking. Although I was anxious, I've been walking on air the last few days. Getting that sense of Yorozoya being the focus of her affection is the best time of my life. And yet here we are. Violence conquers all. Probably a fitting end for me. You're gonna let us have it, right? Gah! I want to cry, to give in, but... Stop it! I'll stop when he gives us the video. Then let's all watch it together, at his place. Ugh! I can't give in. Think! How am I going to get out of this? At the very least, I got to protect Yorozoya. I don't care what happens to me, but no matter what happens, I can't let her... Hold on. You're given a choice. You fucking... What are you doing? Ugh! Twist my body and free my arm. But I can't. Koji holds me down effortlessly. It's no good. I can't win a battle of strength. I've never even been in a fight. I don't know how to fight back. I have to find another way to get away. Let's go inside and have a nice long chat. Stop it! Don't touch me! Koji's goons grab Yorozoya by the wrist. Fuck! Why am I so pathetic? There's only one thing I can do. I stuff my hand into the pocket of my hoodie. I take out the USB drive. You can have it. Whoa, for real? The moment he attempts to take the drive, I close my fist tightly around him. I'll hand it over, but first promise not to do anything bad to Yorozoya. We're not going to do anything bad to her. We're going to show her a good time is all. It's not what I mean. I naturally raise my voice. I can't back down now. I'm telling you not to lay a single finger on her. I'll give you the video, so let that be the end of it. Leave Yorozoya alone. Who do you think you're kidding? Ugh! Koji wraps his arm that was around my shoulder around my neck and squeezes hard. Ikki, it's okay, don't worry about me. No way, no fucking way. The only reason I agreed to this business was to stop anything bad from happening to Yorozoya. Honestly, I want to run for my life. I want to beg for forgiveness, but Yorozoya's brother isn't here now. If I run, what will happen to Yorozoya? There's no way. I can't let that happen. Promise! Promise! Get off of her! You got some guts, huh? Gah! My eyes spin and I feel a violent blow to my back. Between the pain and panic, I don't immediately realize that I've been thrown to the ground. I can't breathe. My glasses have flown off somewhere. My vision blurs. Hey, even my vision blurred, I can tell he's looking down at me with a wretched grin. He grabs my collar. Tell me I heard that wrong. Promise! Ugh, my brain thuds into the back of my skull. For the first time in my life, I take a punch to the face! Stop it! You'll give it to us, right? Get off her! Right? I said stop it! We'll stop as soon as he gives us the video. Stop it! I'll go with you! Stop it! Like I said, the film, you'll hand it over, right? Get off her! Are you fucking serious? Die, you piece of shit! He raises his fist. My head feels fuzzy. It's getting pretty bad. Stop it, please! Yurizoya screams in anguish. I'm sorry, if only I was stronger, you wouldn't have to go through something so scary. Sorry, I'm so weak. I'm so sorry. Koji's fist never descends. In fact, he's not even looking my way. He's staring straight ahead, the smile gone from his face. Meryl! Huh? I'm able to move my head just enough to see the figure of a slight girl in the edge of my vision. Did he come to help? Did she come to help? But why? Meryl looks our way in silence and presses her phone to her ear. I was right. Is that so? What a shame. What should I do? Deal with it. Understood. Meryl hangs up and puts her phone away. Who is she talking to? Kotoko? What? You have the eyes of a thief, I can tell. Sorry? Forget about the video and leave at once. Do as I say and I won't harm you. I only say it one more time. Forget about the video. Leave. No, we'll carry on the business, so... That isn't what Kotoko wants. Wait, no, that's not the point. Meryl approaches slowly. Is she going to save us? I know she's said she's a bodyguard, but against these odds... Hey, we're not doing anything wrong. Even Tatsuya doesn't like this guy. Koji disappears from my line of sight. I spend a few seconds lying there in bewilderment. Realizing I'm no longer being held by the collar, I sit up. A few feet away, Koji is lying on his back. She sent him flying? That tiny girl? No way. And you? What will you do? Meryl looks in the goon's direction. She doesn't glare at them, just looks. Simply looking their way, a worrisome expression on their face. That alone is enough to rob the goons of their will to fight, and they turn tail and run. The right hand of the monster's daughter. At her back, the organizational embodiment of violence itself. Even if they could beat her, they can't afford to make an enemy of her. They're right to run. But... You bitch! Koji hauls himself up. A scarcely believable amount of blood pours from his nose, despite his efforts to stem the flow with his hand. Even so, this guy doesn't know when to give up. I'm gonna kill you! Reaching into his pocket, he pulls out a switchblade. Yurizoya and I both freeze, horrified. Meryl merely breathes an annoyed sigh. Her attitude stokes Koji's rage further still. Don't fuck with me! He stands, reaches for the nice blade. It's all over before he can even unfold it. Damn! Meryl crosses a 7-foot gap between them in an instant. One strike to the throat, followed immediately by one more to the crown jewels. As Koji's head drops, her elbow rises to meet it. In an instant, the knife-wielding man is rendered helpless. Just who is this kid? She kicks the fallen knife far away and casts a glance at Koji's sorry figure, just as it looks as though she's about to say something. Meryl's foot crashes into the side of Koji's head. He falls onto his side and Meryl uses her foot to nudge him onto his back. She kicks him in the groin. Kicks. Kicks again. Koji stops moving. This is too brutal. Having delivered a punishment harsh enough to make even me, the victim in all this, cringe, Meryl remains nonchalant. She takes out her smartphone again. I assume she's calling Kotoko. It's dealt with. Good work. Are those two safe? They're okay. The boy took a slight beating, though. Is that so? We'll leave the rest to Tatsuya. I've passed word on to him. The reason why I chose to take the beating is because Tatsuya will respect that. Should I wait for him? That would be good, just in case. Remember, he didn't just give the drive away, and he didn't call for help. He straight up took the beating. Which again, Tatsuya is going to respect because it means he had guts. The main character we're talking about, Itsuki, he had guts. He was like, no, I'm not just going to give it to you. And again, that'll be respected. That shows that he's more than just what Tatsuya thinks. You know, Tatsuya thinks of him as just a guy that panics over everything. So to know that he actually tried to defend his sister, actually harshly defended his sister, Tatsuya's really going to respect that. And he's going to beat the shit out of Koji even worse than she beat him. Understood. Shall I go? No, wait where you are. But... I don't want you to get lost. Wait there. I won't get. See you later. Meryl. She puts her phone away and glances in our direction. However, she doesn't say anything. Instead, she averts her gaze, and stares off into the distance. Yorizoya crouches down next to me. Are you okay? Can you stand? Yeah. With Yorizoya's help, I stand up. She picks up my glasses, too. I take them and put them on. The frames don't seem to be bent. I could almost laugh at myself for feeling relieved at such a silver lining. Man, my body's throbbing. Even though I only took blows to my face and belly, everywhere hurts. If Yorizoya wasn't here, I'd be crying for sure. Not to mention what would have happened if Meryl hadn't come. You're talking to me? Thank you. So much. Thank you, Meryl. Thank Kotoko. I only saved you because she ordered me to. Even so, you saved us. Thank you very much. Tatsuya should be here soon. You can go. Honestly, I want to go home and lay down right away. Then again, I am a witness after all. I hesitate. You can wait if you want to. I will. Iki, over here. Sit down and wait. Yorizoya takes my shoulder and we head towards the apartment's parking lot. I sit down somewhere where I'm not likely to be seen. Koji's lying out in the open, easily visible from the road. Of course, I was out in the open when I was getting punched, too. People really just don't give a damn, do they? A number of adults pass right by us, and yet not one of them stopped to help. By the looks of things, no one even called the police. These days, one word out of place can land you up in court. I guess it can't be helped. I begin to settle down, but the pain keeps getting stronger. I didn't know getting hit would hurt so much. Yorizoya keeps peeking at me, a worried look on her face. I wish I could smile and tell her I'm okay, but just breathing makes my cheek throb. There's nothing I can do to reassure her. More than that, I feel so pathetic I can't even bring myself to look at her. perhaps cottoning onto my dejection, your Azoya says nothing, simply staying by my side. I am hugely grateful for that bit of consideration. Oh! Your Azoya reacts to the sound of an engine. A motorcycle enters the parking lot. Riding it is Tatsuya. He gives a curt reply and parks his motorcycle. I'll be going then. Yeah, thanks. Mira leaves without a backward glance. Tatsuya climbs off his motorcycle and walks over to Koji, who is still slumped on the ground. It is almost 3 a.m., guys. Hey, Koji. Looks like he's still conscious. He lets out a quiet groan. What the hell did you do, you idiot? I... Tatsuya crouches. Whoops. Hold on. Tatsuya crouches and grips Koji by the hair, lifting his head up. You what? You want to say something? Say it. You said it first, right? Said you don't like that guy. So I... Did I tell you to? You said... Did I tell you to steal it? Huh? He smashes Koji's head into the ground. The sound is horrific. Your Azoya runs over in a panic to intervene. Tatsuya, stop it! You'll kill him! The other two. What? There should be two more. Where are they? I don't know. They ran away. So? What do you mean, so? What did he do to you? Nothing. Grab my arm, that's all. Ikki got punched a lot. Your Azoya's brother looks at me. I feel a pang of embarrassment and try to cover my throbbing cheek. I'll deal with Koji. Deal with him? Give me the details later. You take a look at his wound. Oh, okay. Your Azoya's back. Let's go inside. I'm okay. I can stand. Let me help. I stand with Yorizoya's assistance. As we head towards the entrance, we pass her brother.
Oi.
He calls out to us and we stop walking. Without raising his head, he mumbles something. I'm sorry. It's fine. Let's go. Okay. Show me where he hit you. I sit down on the sofa and lift up my shirt. My belly doesn't hurt too much by now. Most of the pain is coming from my back and my cheek. Both are still throbbing. There's no point trying to hide it, so I come right out and say so. Can I see? Sure. I turn my body around so that your Azoya sitting beside me can see my back. Wow, you're pretty scratched up. Huh. Not bruised. Scratched? Have you got disinfectant? Oh, and band-aids? Oh, there should be some in that cupboard. Over there? She stands and heads over to the cupboard. This one? Yeah, they're probably in the bottom compartment. They should all be in the same clear case. Ah, found it. She takes the case and comes back. I roll my shirt up again and face my back toward Yorizoya. This will sting a little. Try to grin and bear it.
Gah.
Did that hurt? I'm fine. Can I use a tissue? Yeah. Your Azoya wipes away the excess disinfectant carefully. I feel a band-aid stick to my back. Doesn't hurt any less, but I feel a little calmer. Okay, all done. Thanks. Show me your cheek. Oh, okay. I fold my shirt back down and turn to face Yurizoya. It looks like it's gonna swell up before long. If it doesn't stop hurting soon, let's get it looked at by a doctor. The same goes for your back. Sorry. Huh? If I was strong like Meryl and your brother, I could have protected you better. Sorry I couldn't do it right. Yurizoya makes a slightly sad face before smiling and shaking her head. You're always protecting me, Ikki. But... always? She smiles again. She respects that. Because she knows that he sees her as his woman. And he's going to protect his woman. And when he told him, he said, you better not lay a finger on her. That's when she knew that, hey, this guy really values me. This time there's a hint of embarrassment there. Now she's gonna be a little bit more willing to share certain parts of her life with him because she knows that she can trust him and he's willing to protect her. This is all basic relationship 101. Brilliantly described with a little Eroge VN, huh? People make up a lot of rumors about me, especially the boys, you know? That I'm a sex worker, that I do it if they ask, that kind of thing. I don't know whether I should confirm her statement or not. In the end, I stay quiet, unable to think of anything appropriate to say. Yurizoya continues regardless. I tell her. I say, well, you know, who gives a fuck about what those people think? I pretend I can't hear them, but I can. Not everything, but enough to get the gist. I still remember it now. Back in October, when I was still in 10th grade. I guess you won't remember it, Ikki. When those boys were talking about me, you were making such a face. A face. Yeah, you were glaring right at them. Look, she's noticing that, guys. Did that really happen? It did. I felt so happy. I knew you were angry on my behalf. Yeah, again, she knows that he gives a shit about her because he didn't want anything to happen to her, and he started glaring at those other guys. It's like, oh, hell no, this ain't gonna fucking happen. Not today. I thought you were such a kind person. So ever since then, I started liking you. What? Your lips bleeding. Huh? I mean, and that says it right there. I think that pretty much sums this whole thing up. So at any rate, guys, we'll see you back here with one more day. Probably going to be a little bit of a short day because I got two comics to go through. But another day of Criminal Border. This is probably one of my favorite VNs right now. I'm just going to say, I love the writing. I love the whole relationships and the characters and the plot. All of it's really good. Purple wrote an amazing game with this one. And I can't wait to see what happens next, right? It's just one of those visual novels where things are getting really interesting. Excuse me. And it's not straight arrow game. You notice that? It's got... There was that scene where they could have literally showed everybody fucking, you know, like a lot of arrow gay games where they're just like, okay, let's show all these people having sex. But instead what they did is they used kind of a silly chibi drawing. And I kind of respect that. Because this shows that the company's like, hey, we're not just all about straight nuke gay. We're not just showing all these sex scenes. We're going to show sex scenes where they're necessary. And we're going to show stuff that's kind of silly where we can be silly with it. And that just, you know, that gives me a lot more respect for the company. Because they could have done that. A lot of other companies like Appetite, no offense with companies like that. You know, they do stuff, you know, where it's just about getting off. But when you have a company like Purple, they actually give a shit about a story and characters. And they make you, you know... They get you into this for more than just the fapping matter. And a lot of people, they can't get that yet. They still say, well, where's the sex scene, Grim? Well, there isn't one right now. There's been some talk about sex and some little, you know, banter here and there. But there's a lot more going on. And I kind of respect that a bit more than just the regular sex. And that's kind of what I like so much about this channel, right? It's not just about a bunch of games that have sex. It's a bunch of games that have plot that involves sex. Like, it has a serious plot and storyline, and you care about the characters and such. But there's also some sexual scenes, as would happen in fucking anything, because sex is a part of life. Okay? It's a part of life. So, alright, guys. I'm out, and I will see you next time with more Criminal Border. Maybe not as long a video as this one. But we don't know. It depends on when I get done with the comics. You know, I'm doing Spawn, and I think I'm gonna try something else. Wasn't sure what that second comic is. I don't think we ever got to that second comic. But I'm gonna try to do that as well. Again, it just depends on what my day's like. I don't know what my day's gonna be like. I never know until I walk in there. But I have a lighter shift now, so I don't necessarily have to worry so much about things I did before. But alright guys, I'm out. We'll see you next time.